Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Eric Damon with the National Guild of Hypnotists. We're excited to present our mini Meet the Presenters podcast featuring individual presenters at this year's NGH convention, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Please welcome consulting hypnotist, board certified and certified instructor, dedicated to helping individuals transform their lives through the power of the subconscious mind. Welcome, Kapil Apshankar.
So let's take a second to talk about your practice. Well, first of all, you're a certified consulting hypnotist. You're a certified instructor. You're an author.
Yes.
You do all kinds of things. And where is your practice out of?
I'm based in the Dallas area.
Oh, nice. Nice. And how long have you been doing hypnosis?
I have been with the NGH since 2005. I was privileged to get trained by Jerry Valley and then Tommy V and Alex Smith when he was around. So I essentially look up to three of them as my mentors, and I've been with the Guild ever since. And then last year I became a certified instructor. I also became a board certified hypnotist. So that was an amazing personal accomplishment for me. But I've been doing this part-time since 2005 and full-time since 2018.
Wow. And definitely it's obviously it's a little different from whatever you were doing before, but it was attractive enough with it, all the time you've spent on learning and everything to pull you in full-time.
Absolutely. It's very attractive and it's very personally and professionally satisfying as well.
What do you say? Are most of your clients in person, or do you have a mix of in person and online?
When I was part time, it's funny. When I was part time, and this was pre COVID, most of my clients were actually in person, and then COVID happened, and it kind of shifted lopsided. I started using Zoom. I started to do a significant amount of sessions online, and that actually worked for my clients better. So now my practice is 80-20. Shift, 80% being online, 20% being in person. Interestingly enough, of that 80% online, about half of them are based here in the US, and then half of them are international.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you definitely reach out to all corners of the world.
I did. And I happened to do a TEDx talk during COVID. That talk was around the whole concept of bliss, exploring the notion of Joseph Campbell in terms of how when we pursue our bliss, the paths kind of open, the opportunities just show up. And that pursuit of bliss is something that hypnosis actually allows the clients to very actively pursue. And ever since I did that TEDx speech and integrated the concept of bliss with hypnosis, there were a lot of people who kind of said, it actually makes a lot of sense. So could we work with you? And that's where I was able to make the shift from offline to a mix of offline, online, plus in person to online as well.
That's great. That's great. Now your bio says you're an author.
Yes, that's right. In a previous lifetime, so before I became a full-time hypnotist, I did a significant amount of engineering management leadership. I used to work with high-performance engineering teams, predominantly in the San Francisco Bay Area. And as a result of all of that work, it kind of took me in a direction of coaching these teams on their performance goals, on their peak potential, on their productivity. And out of this was born the whole notion that a lot of times people kind of chase or chase the wrong target or end up climbing a ladder that's leading against the wrong wall. People think, hey, I need more work-life balance, so I need to do some time management. People think I need to be able to do it faster, so I need to focus on productivity. And my realization was that if people just know what their priorities in life are, and That's where this whole journey started for me, helping people understand what their real priorities in life are, what comes first for them, how do you work with those priorities. And from that was born the whole concept of my book, which is Done, The Art of Managing Priorities. It went on to become an Amazon bestseller. I did a significant amount of workplace coaching using that whole concept of focusing on priorities in the leadership space and in the business space. And then eventually I integrated that into my practice as a hypnotist.
Nice. So you've got it all basically under one house now, under with hypnosis, that you can present that to corporate clients and or individuals.
Absolutely. So we established, me and my wife, both of us established our company Bliswana in 2015. And then, of course, we were doing it part time. We were focusing on building our brand. And then, since 2019, we've been doing this full time. My wife also is certified with the NGH. She's been with NGH since 2006. She also trained with Jerry Valley and Tommy and Alex. So we're kind of doing it all together under the brand name of Bliswana, which is where we help clients pursue their bliss. And this whole notion of bliss differs for different clients. In the workplace, it becomes peak potential. In the in sports and athletics, it essentially becomes becoming better at the sport game. In personal life, it could actually translate into better work-life balance. But all of this essentially translates into this notion of bliss. And the more we work with this notion of bliss, the more we realize that the biggest and strongest common denominator of success that helps people unleash their bliss is hypnosis, the ability to kind of work with their subconscious mind, rewire, reprogram the past hurts, the trauma, the hurts, the emotional wounds that their life experiences and life story has caught them up into, and then kind of unleashing them for a brand new future.
Great. You've done a lot in that period of time, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to be at this year's NGH convention, August 9th, 10th, and 11th, in Marlborough, Massachusetts. You're doing two presentations, one on Friday. It's a seminar, 1 hour seminar called Future Focused Hypnotic Anchors. So if somebody who's listening to this podcast right now, what would you say to them that this course is going to teach them?
So over the course of years, I've used anchors a lot with my clients, and we all as hypnotists use anchors with our clients. We also use a very specific technique called progression, which is where we help clients visualize that ideal scene and then experience that ideal scene. What I've been doing with this whole concept of future-focused hypnotic anchors is creating anchors using emotional triggers from the client's own lexicon, from the client's own experiences, verbiage, terminology, phraseology. And then using these anchors, anchoring them into the future, essentially as a part of progression, which is something that we don't do a lot. It's almost like it's hidden in plain sight. So I've been working with anchoring and using progression for these anchors using emotional triggers with some amazing results. And I just want to be sh sharing my results and my experiences with the broader community here. And it's my intention that everyone who comes for this training actually knows how to create these future-focused hypnotic anchors using positive affirmations, using guided imagery, using creative visualization techniques, tap into their client psyche, figure out what's actually helping. Connecting with them at an emotional level, and then be able to work with these anchors in progression.
Excellent. And that's on Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right. That's on Friday, right after lunch.
So, and then I guess we're making you work on Friday, because you're going to work Friday night at 7 o'clock with a 2 hour workshop. And that's called Hypnosis for Peak Performance. What can you tell us about that one?
That's right. And I'm very excited about that workshop in particular, because one of the things that I've realized based on my workplace experience and experience working with business leaders and executives is that there's a lot of intervention that happens in the corporate workplace. specifically around mindfulness or specifically around some of the positive psychology techniques. But rarely does a hypnotist show up in the workplace and say, "Hey, I'm going to be helping your business leaders do some interventions, strategic interventions using hypnosis as a lever." And I've been doing this all the time, and I've realized that the more hypnotists there are who actually take this into workplace, the more mainstream this becomes. So this workshop is about three things. It's about bringing in elements of coaching, leadership coaching, business coaching, executive coaching into a hypnotic practice. So that's one part, one pillar that we are going to be doing in this workshop. So we'll talk about the concepts and principles of coaching per se as it pertains to business leaders and executives. The second aspect then that we bring into this workshop is how do you essentially structure an intervention for high performance audience. These could be leaders, these could be executives, these also could be professionals that work in high stress environments. So these could be accountants, these could be management consultants. These also could be road warriors who essentially have a job that takes them away from their home, let's say 3 days, 4 days a week, and they essentially do get stressed out by the time Friday comes in. So that's the second pillar of how do you build a practice, how do you structure a program, and how does one essentially work with these clients to unleash peak potential from these clients and get them to what their true real potential is, that whole notion of bliss once again. And then the third pillar that we are going to be focusing on this workshop is how do you work with the gatekeepers? How do you essentially approach the learning and development specialists at corporations? How do you work with them? How do you get a foot in the door? And how do you essentially say, "Hey, here's a leadership development program," or "Here's a executive development program that uses hypnosis as its foundation." That essentially allows everyone an entry into the large corporation. So it's kind of a workshop that allows anyone who will participate in this to not only develop their coaching skills and integrate coaching into their hypnosis practice, but also unleash and possibly open up a new revenue stream for them in their practice as they work with business leaders and executives.
Yeah, no, that sounds a very valuable information that people can get by attending your presentation.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping a lot of people show up because both of these sessions that I'm going to be doing on Friday are one, no, I'm not going to be holding anything back. I essentially want to make sure that people walk away with an action plan that they can start putting into practice right on Monday, right after the convention. And two, all of this is actually not only baked and rooted in my own experience, but I also kind of taken the time to figure out and take this in a direction that brings in scientific research and psychology research into why each of these things work and how to use data and those statistical inferences to our advantage as we talk to some of the gatekeepers.
Yeah, I think that would be very important for people to want to get that information. That's great. Let me ask you this. How many conventions have you attended?
So last year was my first convention,
Oh,
and
excellent.
the experience was fantastic. I wish I had more conventions that I had attended in the past. Personal commitments just did not allow me to attend any of those. I always used to kind of buy up the convention recordings and then listen up to them later. So while I was very familiar with what was presented at the convention, 2023 convention was my first experience. It was fantastic, and I'm not going to be missing any more in the future. So I'm all sold. I'm convinced. 2024, I'm excited, but I'm also going to be there at every single convention going forward.
Well, let me ask you this. So anyone listening, what would you say to them if they, I mean, there's always people like yourself who may be a member and think about going, but maybe they don't. Besides all of the knowledge that you gain and all of the presentations that are there, what else do you see as important that happens at the convention that somebody would can't afford not to go?
I think the friendliness of everyone out there is amazing. I mean, it's almost like everyone knows everyone. It's a family, and everyone's actually welcoming everyone else. So when I was there for the first time, I didn't feel as if I was attending for the first time. Everyone was like super welcoming, super friendly. There was a lot of not only informal idea exchange that was happening, but there was a lot of friendly banter that was happening before the convention in the morning, at breakfast, in the evening, after the convention. It was fun. It was amazing. It was the whole vibes were extremely positive. And then the second big takeaway for me there was, other than the very structured sessions, and boy, there are like hundreds of them literally to choose from. But other than those structured sessions, there's so many ideas that are out there for everyone to kind of go and say and see, huh, okay, this is interesting. Last year, there was this beautiful exhibition right in the middle of the bookstore. And I ended up getting a bunch of ideas from that exhibition. And this stuff that people were doing way back in 50s and 60s. And I was saying, oh, how come I never thought of that? And let me come back and put that into my practice. So I've done that since last year.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I think that's, that's one of the things that people they don't realize. Besides all of the learning and everything, there is so many people, presenters like yourself, who don't mind chatting with somebody in the hallway or something along those lines just to answer a question or help. That's it. Everyone wants to help each other out, so that's what makes it a good conference.
Absolutely. And one of the beauties of this conference is that while we operate in the same space, I think everyone truly shares an abundance mindset here. So while all of us kind of offer the same set of services, end of the day, everyone realizes that we are not operating in the same pond. So there really isn't any competition. That was something that struck me like lightning. Everyone that I interacted with, and almost everyone that I spoke with, had such an abundance mindset. They were willing to give, share their ideas, share their insights, share their secrets, share their insider secrets, everything. It was fun. It was amazing.
Right. Well, I hope that people who are listening to the podcast don't miss your presentations on Friday at 2 and 7 o'clock. And of course, they'll probably run into you in the hallway.
Absolutely. I can't wait to be there, and I can't wait to meet all of you and everyone who's going to be there at the convention.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.